Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. If you're listening via our new Radio Plus iPhone app, did you know that you can hear Bloomberg Radio live 24 hours a day right on your phone? If you don't have the Radio Plus iPhone app yet, you'll want to download it. It's free via the iTunes App Store.
They will mourn on Broadway this evening the death of Marvin Hamlisch at a way too young, under 70 years old. Perfect timing for us, unfortunately. Jeremy Gerard with us, who covers all things Broadway for us. The little bit I know and the little bit of the interviews I saw with him, he was a shockingly prodigious talent.
He was shockingly prodigious, and he was a brilliant, brilliant composer and musician. Marvin Hamlisch loved to entertain. It's no irony that he won an Oscar for Scott Joplin's music, especially his adaptation of The Entertainer. There's a great Broadway story in which he is first meeting Ed Kleban, who wrote the lyrics for A Chorus Line. And Ed Kleban, who is a Broadway person, is trying to explain to Marvin Hamlisch, the entertainer, about the sorrow that informs so much of A Chorus Line and so much of the experiences of these dancers. And Marvin Hamlisch is playing basically Scott Joplin music, and Ed Kleban is going, no, 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 you don't get it. And suddenly, out of thin air, Marvin Hamlisch pulls this most beautiful, beautiful melody about what it was like for three dancers growing up that became the central song in A Chorus Line.
Where does he fit in the lineage from Gershwin to Porter, Rodgers and Hammerstein and beyond? He had chord changes that I found were modern, away from what those giants did.
Well, you know, I have to say that because he concentrated on Hollywood, he's not going to fall into the pantheon of Broadway composers, except for the fact that he happened to write the music for what was at the time the longest running show in Broadway history.
Well, look, Oscars, Emmys, Tonys, Golden Globes, and a Pulitzer for A Chorus Line, Richard Rodgers is the only other person who won that, you know, variety of reward.
In this Olympic season, it's not a bad record. He also had this great party trick. He loved to entertain, as I said. Mm. And when he was often asked to play at people's birthday parties, and he would start playing what sounded like a Bach partita, and it would suddenly become Happy Birthday to You. And then he would play it in the style of Mozart, and then he would play it in the style of Lenny Bernstein, who would always be there too.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.